Welcome everyone. This is Janet Meyer, founder and co-creator of the Positive Impact Movement. And I am here today and every week with Patricia Jean Fleming, talking and sharing about socially conscious leadership.
Hi, I'm Patricia, Scottish by birth and a world citizen at heart. The new world is here now. It is in me, you, us, and we can make a difference. Come on board and flow with us in co-creation.
Yes, Patricia and myself are socially conscious leaders, and you also can be a socially conscious leader, because in the new world, everyone is their own guru and everyone is unique. And through co-creation, through being who you are and sharing about who you are and what you create, we together will create a new world. Thank you for being here.
No, we're definitely kept in the dark. And you have to question why.
Yeah, why?
Why do you keep people? Why aren't people trustworthy? Why aren't people honest anymore?
Mm-hmm.
What is this that honesty is a problem to people?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Why are they so afraid? No, when you
yes
talk open-hearted, when you are honest, transparent.
Mm.
Why does it hurt? Mm. When should be the other way around. You should be really happy to know the truth, no? That you're
absolutely
not being lied.
Yes. Yeah. Because if it's all truth, there's nowhere to hide.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't you have that, Patricia? That so many years ago, no, before. I've never been a gossiper, but I've been a gossiper, no? Like mm-hmm. everyone, no? You talk of this and this. And that's one thing. And then also, when you are not honest in certain things because you are in fear,
mm-hmm.
so difficult to keep up mm-hmm. with things you're saying, no? And you have to remember what you had,
yes.
because you cannot hurt the person. So you said something not to hurt them, but then remember what you said, no?
Yeah.
To keep it, no? So... Oh, it's such a relief, mm. number one, not to go in other people's life, because I really do not care. I want the best for them, but their issue is their issue, and
yes.
I'm no one to judge. And then the second thing is, when you're so transparent, open-hearted, such a freedom also, because you don't have to invent or remember. No, you
like
just live in the moment.
Oh,
and you just
goodness.
Say with the heart open what you feel, with the respect and everything. So,
yeah.
So really, it's a relief. It's
yeah.
a huge relief.
Huge relief. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah. It's. And everybody will think it must be difficult to be truthful all the time. It's like no.
Mm-mm.
You just have to train yourself to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like we say, unlearn the learned behaviors that
yes.
do not serve you.
Yes.
And it is so easy just to be.
Mm-hmm. It's such
yeah.
a relief. It's such a freedom.
Absolutely. Yeah. What a difference it makes.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I was thinking yesterday is also when we are in the now and we are sharing, we integrate lots of things, no?
Mm-hmm.
But when we are in the now, things that aren't important, we forget.
Yes.
So I was thinking yesterday, how many things I have forgotten? My mind is lighter, because there are things that I really don't have to remember, because
mm-hmm.
they're gone, they're away. Why should I remember when I'm living now and I'm choosing in the now my next steps, not based on, surely it's still, no, human as I am, but not so based in the past, but more in what I feel in the moment, no?
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many things that you forget.
Yeah.
And it's also a relief, such a relief, you forget.
Mm-hmm.
Because Also, when you are in the now and you're sharing with someone and the person hurts you because they were honest, or hurts you because they were not honest at all and they the other one, anything, they hurt you, it's so beautiful to forget. No, it doesn't matter because people change. And next time,
absolutely, my goodness,
next time you find them, they may be different. Why shall I remember that they hurt me if maybe they have themselves been hurt, seeing me hurt, you know? So there's
absolutely
change. There can always be change. And if not, you let them go. And that's okay. You let them go.
I mean, there's nothing more certain than change. How did people start to think that change was something to be avoided? It's so natural.
Yes, and beautiful.
Yeah.
It's growing.
It has its own energy. It's like it's growth. It's growth. It's continuum. And the lovely mantra I was given, that was then, this is now. That is
Yes,
such an easy
that's a
mantra.
beautiful one.
And it is, anytime you get yourself caught up, it's one to use. Well, that was then.
Yeah,
This is
yes,
now.
this is
What am I
now.
doing?
Yes, that's a beautiful one. Yes.
Yes, it's one that helped me such a lot to become who I am today. And happily share it as many times as I can to whoever, because I found it so supportive.
Yes. And it doesn't matter what happened. It happened.
And
Now it's now.
I have a lot of friends who have gone through difficult backgrounds. And they're encouraged to revisit the pain. I just find that so. Why do it to yourself again and again and again?
Because I think that's the spirituality many were shown. That because I was told to do that, but I never could. I never felt it. To feel the pain you were feeling and let it go. No, and
But the thing is, Jeanette, we all felt it then.
Then it
We
was
don't need to
then.
feel it again.
No, you don't have to feel it again to let it go. No.
Exactly. Yeah.
You let it go because you let it go from the heart, but you don't have to go through it again to let it go. Because through it, you're reviving something. I don't know, when maybe they say they revive it, you bring it to the surface and you let it go. I don't know.
At the end of the day, what works for people, fine. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What I hate seeing is people year after year after year. And their story today is no different to what their story was years ago.
People are stuck many times in the past, yes.
Yeah, and it's
many,
like, oh
many
my
times.
goodness, please do yourself a favor. Because it's like you feel their pain.
Yeah, yes,
You can't
yes.
help but
No.
feel their pain. And you think, oh my goodness, please just
Yes,
get
yes.
yourself out of that.
Yes, they get stuck. Yes, they get stuck in the pain and in the anger and everything, and it's killing them from the inside. Yes, it's a pity.
Roll on our new world. Roll on our new earth, where we have no competition.
No,
where all there is love and creation.
Yes. Yes. But we have that already.
Indeed, yes. When we
It's
get
it's
our,
a
when we can get ourselves into that energy and hold ourselves there.
yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and every time more time, more just a willingness to really explore, experience and practice. Remembering, observing, so that we are there.
Yeah. I was going to say something here, let's go. Dear. So, yeah. Just, I think as well, there's it's about not, as we say, beating ourselves up about it. If we're, oh, I'm not there today. I'm not where I should be. And it's like, okay, I see it. I see it. That's where I'm at today. That's
yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. No big deal. I think, is it Eckhart Tolle who talks about the pain body and not labelling things, not making things any worse than they are. So not going down the spiral, coming, but allowing yourself to even just sit with it. At least you're not going down. Yeah, sit with it, and you'll be back on your journey forward again soon.
Yes, yes. Nice.
Oh.
Beautiful. No, it's beautiful to be in the new earth.
Yes. I want it for everybody right here, right now.
Yes, yes. As inclusive, no? To be there all the time.
Everybody to have it right here, right now. No
yes.
wars. No wars. No suffering.
No, no, just love.
Compassion in bucket loads. Caring for each other.
Yes.
Oh.
Creating, co-creating.
Yes.
Giving, receiving.
Ah, that's what I was going to say.
In harmony.
And it reminds me of people saying to me after 5 years in Spain, but didn't you get fed up of the sun?
No.
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 I grew up in Scotland. You do not get fed up of the sun.
No, no, no.
So that's the way I feel about New Earth. A lot of people would think, oh, it must be boring if you're just happy all the time.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. It's a bliss.
Absolutely.
It's a bliss.
Yeah. And the creation side of things. Everybody has something to give to the world. Yeah. So everything is creation. Anything that we do is creation.
Anything, yes.
It doesn't have to be arts. It could be anything, you know. Because a lot of people think being creative, oh, it's something to do with being artistic.
Nah.
No.
No, no.
Creation is anything.
Creation is us talking now.
Absolutely.
Creation is everything. Every single moment is creation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's nice, because it's when you're in the being, you are creating every single moment, because you're creating from the being, from the inside out, from the heart to the outside. So it's creation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're feeling, you are being. And when you talk, when you move, when you are, when you share, that's creation. Everything, because it takes an effort of something. So you're creating. From the being, yes.
Yeah.
From the now.
Oh, that's just about bringing me to tears. I love it. Joyful tears.
<It's> joyful.
Joyful tears, folks. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank
that
you.
Was lovely.
Thank you. Thank,
thank
you
so
much.
Thank you for co-creating with me.
Yes, thank you so much, always. See you. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you all for being with us today. It's always a joy to work in this way, and especially with you, Jenny.
Thank you so much, Patricia, and thank you so much to everyone else. who has joined us today. We are here on a weekly basis, and also if you'd love to join our movement, you can do so through pimove.earth. We'd love to cooperate with you. Bye-bye.